Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get time!
Good afternoon, parents. This is another Parents, Coach, Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about something, and hopefully I get some callers to call in, because I think this is an important another one of the important subjects if we're talking about our children and the world of sports, whether or not it be in college or whether or not it be at the high school or middle school level. But we're still talking about our children. You know, today is mainly focusing around the high, around the college level. And the subject that I want to talk about today can be a little sensitive. And I'm only able to give it to you from a male's perspective, but I would love to hear, invite anyone to call in and give me some insight on a better understanding of what actually happens and what actually takes place, you know. So if you want to give us a call and you find our topic very interesting, find out something that you want to chime in on, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Well, what are we going to be talking about today? Unplanned parenthood. Unplanned parenthood. Parents, yes. I said parenthood. But let's look at it from the perspective of our children. Let's look at it from the perspective of our young men and women, with the focus on our young women. You know, what happens when they're in a situation, they're a student athlete at a institution, and it happens. You know, unplanned situation, and next thing you know, we have a grandchild on the way. You know, oftentimes, you know, I believe what may happen from our perspective, we may, without thinking through the situation, we may react kind of quickly and quite kind of abruptly and steer things in the wrong direction, not realizing that, you know, we're now affecting quite a few folks in that situation. So, you know, I've said it before on the Parents, Coach, Parent Network, and I'll say it and continuously say it. You know, we have to be able to step back, get a fair assessment of the situation, and then move forward with that. Move forward in a positive direction. Move forward with everyone's best interest in mind, not your own personal understanding or ideal of what should be going on, and realize that all in all, we're at a situation where there's another life about to be brought into this world. So that support, that nurturing, that guidance is critical. Unplanned parenthood. You want to chime in and talk to us today about this subject? You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear your thoughts today and love to hear what you have to say about this situation, because we know that it's happening out there in the world, and we know that our athletes are being faced with it day in and day out. So, how do we deal with this situation, parents? How do we deal with it? How do we take it on? How do we get the best out of it? How do we help and support our children during that time period that they're actually going through it. Again, I'll tell you first. I'll be the first one to tell you I'm not an expert at this, and this is not something that I've had the experience of being involved with. But I will say, I know it happens day in and day out. Actually, I just read an article that actually came out back in 2007, and I think since then, the NCAA and other folks, you know, these institutions have taken on a different look and a different perspective on how to address this issue. I know for a fact that since then they've hired or brought on a doctor to help them assess this situation and try to move forward with it as fast as possible. But how do administration handle this issue? You know, I was reading an article where a young lady had gotten herself into that situation, and I'm not sure whether or not the young man that was involved was an athlete as well, but she was a very prominent athlete, very good, you know, good at the high school level, and then turned around and, you know, made it on to college and still playing a college sport. Realized that she was in this situation, you know, expecting a child. She hid it as long as possible from everyone. Everyone. I'm talking about to include her coaches. Now, coaches should have been able to, I would think they would have been able to detect something, see something, some indications would have been there. Again, you know, I give my credits to Women of the World, because I've seen this happen where you have young high school kids where actually hid their pregnancy from everyone. You know, they changed the style of dress and all these other kind of things. But now we're talking about a athlete, someone that's going to be out there performing, someone that's going to be out there on the court, on the field. So to hide something like this is in itself a major task. And I say that because you're out there, you're showering, you're out there, you're not playing in big old baggy clothes. A lot of times you may be playing, and this was during the off season. Let me add that into that. This was during the off season, so it may have been a time where they wasn't out there on the field or on the court as much practicing, and they may have been doing limited contact with the coaches. But all in all, it was hidden all the way down to you know, when the coach inquired about the pregnancy test. And again, you know, the young lady responded to the coach, you know, I took the test and, no, I'm not pregnant, so on and so forth. Of course, she wasn't quite telling the truth on that subject, but she went on with that. Feeling that pressure, not knowing what to do, she took it upon herself to have the child one day in her shower, in her dorm room or apartment, and later on decided to try to dispose of the child. But honestly, but I believe that all that could have been avoided by simply someone in the administration understanding the situation and coming to her support, her aid. You know, the question is, administration, you must be prepared for the complexity of student athletes' pregnancy. You have to be. This is not a first-time situation. Women in sports is not something that just happened yesterday. When this young lady went through this situation, this was not the first young lady that ever played college sports. So are you putting a demand on them that, no, they're, you know, hey, during your time period that you're here on scholarship, you can't get pregnant. Okay. Is that a realistic demand? Even if they do have a situation like that and they become pregnant, okay, and if they have a supporting family that's willing to support them or take custody of the child during that time period, why not? They could take a redshirt year just like everybody else, just like all the males can, their male counterparts. Their male counterparts have redshirt years. Have the child, have a family member take custody of the child during the time period that she is, you know, back in school. Question is, if this was your star athlete, would she get a treatment of not being prepared and forcing her to leave school or not renewing her scholarship? Because you got to remember, parents, you have to remember, these scholarships are only one academic year at a time. It's not the four-year, full ride as many of us think and thought. It's one academic year at a time. So, if that's the case, could this situation have been avoided and this young lady not fell under that pressure and been able to salvage her education opportunity just based upon being able to sit out for a year and then coming back later on and finishing up her education? She chose the sad road of it all and decided to try to remedy this situation herself. As a result, I think they filed charges on her and things of that nature because once the child was born, she tried to dispose of the child in a paper bag, plastic bag, or something to that nature. And I'm not going to go into that gory detail. I'm going into the sadness of that young lady, our child, that, you know, didn't have an outlet for a type of situation like this. Love to hear some comments and calls today. You can give us a call at 624-9723. Oh, my number's just jumping in my head today. I'm sorry about that. You can give us a call at 626. That's real funny. That number just popped up like that and, you know, just out of the clear blue sky, I just blurted it off. But you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Give us a call this morning or this afternoon and let's talk about this subject. Let's talk and let's see what are some of the possibilities or have things have changed drastically since then and our young ladies are given more avenues to address these type of issues and they are not feeling the pressure of having their backs up against the wall and that they're about to lose their scholarship. I would love to hear from you today. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. I don't have any calls on the line. Yeah, if you notice, I haven't even went to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. But I think eventually I'll get around to him. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me go ahead and pull up my man Keith right here real quick and see where Keith is at and give us some of that information that and that motivational music that he normally brings to the table for us. Because Keith's motto is he's making smart cool, and I have no problem with that at all. He's making smart cool. That's what he's doing. He's making smart cool. Where you at, Keith? Let's hear it from you. Now, don't tell me I'm experiencing my little technical difficulty here today. Okay, I think I got it, family. We're going to get them up here in a second. But anyway, you know, give us a call today at 646-929-2416. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on this and exactly what's going on with our young ladies and whether or not they are being afforded a fair opportunity. Keith, where you at?
Who up a student at the game? Have people trying to talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make you, but the knowledge in my brain. And if I could see you with that, then before I would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. We can disconnect and turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great, and my foyer's come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm about to pull my out of pen. I'm 8-10. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and when the teachers. I'm only teaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities that solo when you get to college. I keep the ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. How I do.
Yes, like I always say, my man Keith Wright, he's bringing it to us from the University of Harvard. And his thing is he's making smart cool. Pass that on to your children, parents. Pass that on to your children. He's making smart cool as he plays ball and does his thing. Because as he say, meeting different connectors turn out to be his friend. In other words, he's establishing a network. Young man is learning at a very early age and stage of his life, which is going to make him successful. Nothing wrong with that. Keep the motivation and drive for that young man. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, their parents, we were talking about this unplanned parenthood situation. You know, the administration must be prepared for this complexity of this student-athlete situation, student-athletes being pregnant. You know, and it's an altogether different situation for our young men than it is for our young women. You know, young men, realistically, hey, they should be fall into a similar situation because at that point in time, you know, them being responsible, and that's one of the things that we're teaching them to be, you got to now figure out how you're going to support your child, you know. How are you going to support your child? You can't just leave that young lady out there stranded all by herself. You have to buckle down, figure something out, or parents, you can step in temporarily and, you know, do your thing and help out or whatever. All that's optional, but it's not optional for this young lady. It is not optional for this young lady. It's a sad day when a young lady has to take this on by herself, try to figure out what she's going to do, and then in return, come up with a decision and the end result is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Of course, yes, you know, as I talked about life skills in previous shows, when I talked about the choices, decisions, and consequences, and I had other young athletes on talking about the same thing and how they do things at the college life, so on and so forth. Okay, this is an unplanned situation. This is one of the things that just so happened. We can come up with all kinds of situations, scenarios, and everything else. Well, she shouldn't have been doing this. She shouldn't have been doing. Okay, we're past that. It happened. Now what? Now what? Let's not turn our backs on our children. That's a situation that can be easily rectified with some coordination between our child, the school administration, and ourselves as parents. We are still there. We're still in that corner. We're still bringing in the towel. We're still the water boy. We're still on the sideline. We still got that best chair. Don't turn your back, parents. Don't turn your backs. This situation can be easily rectified with some support and some guidance. Okay? You know, I've since heard that the NCAA has brought in Beth Sorensen, who was formerly at Wright State University. And Beth comes in with some insight on how to deal with this problem. You know, at some point in time, Beth was I believe she was one of the professors at Wright State University in the nursing program. And since then, she's been such a strong advocate for, you know, trying to figure out a solution to this here that the NCAA has brought her on board. And I believe she's either consulting now or full-time on staff with the NCAA as far as working on this here situation. You know, this goes back to the big old push where, like I said, it's not just a thing or pressure on the young lady. It's something that needs to be looked at across the board from all different angles. Now, I'm going to tell you what we may be faced with as parents. And you may have some other ideas, some other thoughts, some other experiences. Again, I welcome you to give us a call at 646-929-2416. But some of the things that we may be looking at as parents, okay, now we have to possibly come up with some additional expenses to, you know, take care of this child, at least temporarily until the young lady graduates from college and then, you know, gets herself established in the world. And that's, you know, that's a good thing. The possible red shirt year is a possible year where she can transfer out of that school and transfer to a school a little closer to home, so that way she'll have a little bit more of a access to the child during, you know, during the time that the child is in them early stages in life. You know, although, you know, mom, grandma, whoever will be taking care of the child, or aunt or whoever, but if your child has transferred to a institution closer to home, then she will have more access, and that will keep things going on in a happy manner. Well, again, I said unplanned, so we didn't plan for this, so we may not have budgeted for this. And some cases, some parents are, you know, well off enough to handle a situation like this and keep on moving. But there are others out there that are not able to handle this situation. This career opportunity, this opportunity to attend school and go to school is a major change in some young lady's life. Could be a major change in that entire family, because she may be the first one to have the opportunity to go to college. And she was only able to get there through her, initially able to get there through her athletic abilities. So why take that away? Let's support that. You know, there should be, there's probably some policies that's out there, and I believe at some point in time, Title IX was one of them situations that did address that issue. And Title IX was probably brought about back in, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2003, you know, where a couple of these schools or school, not naming a particular school, had to deal with a lawsuit situation, you know. So as a result, Title IX popped up, and now there are more things out there that are looking at supporting our young ladies and guiding them in the right direction. You know, Title IX is make sure that your school that your daughter is going to, make sure that the school that your daughter is going to supports the Title IX issue. You know, make sure that she's going to have a fair opportunity just like any other student athlete out there that gets into a situation where she needs that additional support, or he needs that additional support, or he needs that year to sit out and still have an opportunity to come back and play. You got to look at a lot of these things there, parents, because these are things that you know, helping our children form their lives for the rest of their lives, putting them on that road to success. Is based upon the support and guidance and things that we provide early on. They take it in and run with it at some point in time. And as a result, they are successful young men and women when it is their time to stand on their own. But if we take that away from them, or we put them in a situation where they have no other choice but to maybe do the wrong thing, then what are we really doing? What are we really saying? Again, I know just as well as you know, those of you that's out there listening, again, more than welcome to call in and talk to us about this. This doesn't apply to all children. Of course not, it doesn't. But we do have that handful that it does apply to. We do have that handful that can use that extra guidance, extra support, extra motivation. We do. And if you think we don't, then parents, I think you've been living in the wrong world for quite some time. So, you know, make sure that your school fully supports the Title IX situation. And if you have a young lady and she's being recruited, talk to the coach. When the coach comes to your house, how many times is that question ever addressed when the coach comes to your house? During that recruiting period, do you ever have the opportunity to address this issue? If not, that may be something you want to add to your list of questions. All right? Well, you know, we've been on for a while here, and I haven't received any calls. I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping to have some folks that's been involved in this and have experienced this before to give us a call. You know, and if I find out later on, you can always reach us on the Parent Coach and Parent Network if you want to talk to us about this, or if you have some insight, we can always revisit this here topic again. You can reach us at PCPHR@AOL.com. PCPHR@AOL.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Facebook page and post some information up there, and we'll be more than happy to reach out to you and, hey, revisit this conversation again. Hey, if you get the opportunity, I'm not out there that often, but hey, if you want to chime in and hit me with something, you can also hit us with something on Twitter. PCP Network at PCP Network on Twitter. All right, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. I'm M.A. Scott, your host of the Parents Coach and Parent Network. You have a great day. We out of here. Mm-hmm.